Making Num Num. As a baby, my mother kept me in a fold-out playpen in the kitchen while she worked. We had a beautiful, shiny black cat with golden almond-shaped eyes named Felix. The slightest glimpse of his black fur made me shriek with sheer excitement until my mother carried him to me. "Be gentle with our special kitty," she always told me. I had held my breath with my eyes widened and whispered, "Keycat, Keycat, Keycat." My love for him overwhelmed me, and my little sausage-like fingers clenched slowly around his neck. In slow motion, so my mother wouldn't notice, my body leaned over him, and with my mouth opened wide, my gums sank into the fur on his back. The muffled sound of "nom, nom, nom" was heard faintly through his fur. My mother was ready and quickly whisked him away from me and gently placed him in the warm sunshine on our couch. He casually licked my spit off his back and smoothed out his impeccably sleek fur as if it were one of his daily baths. He pretended not to notice us. I know now that this is typical cat behavior, being cool, nonchalant, and a bit self-righteous. He had a few strands of drool on his fur, but was fine. I, however, was a complete emotional wreck. Tears streamed down my pudgy pink cheeks, and snot bubbles boiled over in my crinkled-up nose. My lower lip, covered in his black fur, quivered as I sobbed, "Mama, Num Num! Mama, please! Keycat, Keycat!" That was just one of the many times my mother knew I was different from most children. Today, my strange habit of making Num Num continues. You may as well know that all my animals get daily little love bites when I wake up in the morning. Making Num Nums on their backs is not enough for me anymore.